What is up, Rotatoes? It is me, Jasper William Cartwright. I hope that you're having a great time and enjoying Arc 3 of the Rotating Heroes podcast. I'm here very quickly to tell you that Arc 8 is all out and available right now over on the Patreon. So if you are a previous Patreon member and maybe you've already listened through Arcs 1 through 7, you're just going back to listen, well, you can now listen to Arc 8, which is a brand new arc with Victoria Longwell returning and Erica Ishii, and of course with Zach Oyama playing instead of DMing this time. It was an absolute blast to do, and I hope that you will go over to the Patreon and enjoy it. But in the meantime, we have an adventure to be had, and we'll do that right now with this, the first part of episode 4 of Arc 3. Take it away, Past Zach.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes podcast. You're here. It is Arc 3, Episode 4. And we're with, as always, so far for the fourth time, the Rotators of the Third Arc. Joining me on this hot summer April day, we have the unforgettable Freya, aka Victoria Longwell. Victoria, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. A little warm, but good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a scorching April day.
It's a scorcher.
I just went on a walk to get coffee and a flannel, and I came back
silly.
And changed into shorts.
Yeah, it's tough when that choice is so quickly noticeably wrong, that clothing choice.
I really fucked up. Speaking of not fuck ups, someone who is the opposite of a fuck up, someone who's just killing it across the board, we have our friend, the Loxodon Druid, Grib, aka Jacob Wysocki. You kind of cut out on my screen and froze for a second in that was up face, and it felt like I got hacked in a 90s movie.
Yeah, dude, careful. Watch out. I can get through your back gate.
Wow, you I could see you playing one of the leaders of a cool hacker squad.
Oh, it would truly be a dream come true. As a young person of size, I often found myself playing the role in make believe of like the guy who is the hacker, or like I don't know why, but I had a lot of old keyboards growing up, and I would just like bring them into the driveway and like pretend that I was typing on a bunch of different things and like swiping screens and stuff. And I was an only child, and I would just do that like alone. I would like play with myself. Like,
oh,
alone.
No.
That's a fun prop. Oh. That is a fun prop, I think. A compelling prop.
I want to say I had like at least 4 keyboards.
You're spinning around, clicking and clacking. Oh,
yeah. I haven't thought about that in a long time. Probably for the best.
Oh, I think that's a joyous
story. Yeah, that was fun. Thank you. That was fun. Yeah, but I'd love to be a hacker. That'd be a dream come true.
Gosh. I could see, and you know, speaking of a typecast situation, the guy who works for the corporation that is out to get this hacker, I could see in what is also probably the best intro he's ever gotten, the Rufus Cutler, aka Devin Field, in that dream role, right?
What do you mean our firewall is down? Get it back up.
That's me. That's my tape.
Really
my
good.
Audition tape. What do I pay you people for? Me screaming at the IT guy. Yeah. This is,
you're
yeah,
in a suit,
absolutely. Would love
slicked
to.
Back.
American yeah. Psycho. Yeah. I once auditioned for a random show and I did not get the job, but one of the few auditions I've ever felt like confident for was the character's name was just Office Bully. And I was like, yes, like more of this, please. More of these opportunities across my desk, like in the zone.
I feel like every now and then, it doesn't matter how stupid the show is. If I get something that is just so perfectly
Yeah, it's like I'll
let
do
me
it.
Do it. Let me do it. I don't care that this is the dumbest show in the world.
Right.
And you know what? One day.
It's nice to get teed up.
I have never heard that story of Jacob's Keyboards, and it was the best.
Jacob's really, Keyboards.
It's such a specific detail about him in a way. It's one of those things that is surprising, yet makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Like, I believe it without a moment's hesitation, but I am like, oh, wow, I would not have guessed that happened.
It's a more tender. It's a more tender reveal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of Victoria's role in this sort of hacker movie.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see yourself as
Angelina Jolie? I mean,
what's
just full?
Yeah, what side of the law do you see yourself on?
Yeah,
what side of the law? God, you know, I want to say the breaking side, but I'm probably on the law side, right? Unless I'm somebody's mom. Maybe I'm just kind of like a fed up mom who is.
I think
also
you
supportive.
Could be a great noble detective. Who's actually investigating this and is like, maybe these hackers aren't so bad after all, and it's this evil corporation that's terrible.
Wow.
But you're like the investigator in charge of
really,
you know,
kind casting.
You're like going into D&D kind of terms. This is sort of a lawful good type. You like believe in this system, but you, you know, are playing by the rules. Except for these chaotic good hackers are not quite doing that. And Devin is, of course, lawful evil in this scenario.
That's right. Perhaps even chaotic evil if there's like hints about me being totally crazy.
Yeah. There's a little layer to that. I could see that. When you finally break at the end, it's very chaotic.
Right. Yeah. Right. They would always do that on House of Cards where like there'd be some businessman character and his thing would be like, and he's into weird sex. So that's how you know he's crazy. Okay, that's the laziest writing I've ever heard.
Okay, sure.
Please give me a detective job, though. All I want is to wear like a long coat and interview people.
Yeah.
I can see your character jogging around the beltway at like 5 in the morning.
Yes.
Prior to your day.
Thinking about what like it all means. Where it's all going.
Maybe like the journalist who accidentally puts out the like password because they were just like,
this is better. Yeah. Journalist is better because I was going to say the problem with detective is like, cops are bad.
I'm not a cop.
No.
Yeah.
And so detective feels like, oh, maybe, but maybe you could still be a noble detective, but journalist is perhaps the purer.
Hell yeah.
Like a tech shy, a tech novice journalist who accidentally solves the like big, the big backdoor component or something.
I think I know what I would be in this scenario.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone else can throw it out what they think
please.
But I have a pitch. Look, the whole crux of this plot is based on a floppy disk that has a sort of a pixelated image of Devin shooting me in the head pretty early on in the movie, and I'm like, please, I was cleaning up, and you know, like this is the thing that breaks it all open, and you know. It's what's that Will Smith Enemy of the State?
Enemy of the State. Okay. So you're like the guy who created whatever program and got shot in the beginning of the movie by me.
Yeah, I mean that's giving me more credit than I was saying initially. I'm realizing, but yeah, something like that would be cool. Like I'm bleeding, running through a mall, and
yeah, like you're the catalyst piece of the Run Lola Run. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
bleeding, running through a mall is a very like Jackie Chan movie kind of thing.
Yeah,
in a great way.
I had a sketch that never got made that was a College Humor idea that was the kind of Bourne identity thing where you're wounded running through the store picking up like, you know, like shit to like keep, like put your wound together. But it's like you're also just kind of shopping for dinner.
That's fun. They should have made that.
Do I want husked corn
just like,
or Brussels sprouts?
How do we get a grocery store?
Yeah.
Instead of an episode today, we're just going to hammer this first draft out.
Okay, cool.
Interior,
no, I'm
computer
joking.
Lab.
Well, I mean, shifting gears into D&D, let's get started with a little recap, shall we? Last time on the Rotating Heroes pod, Grib dreamt of a fiery connection to a distant area of the forest where a familiar Loxodon image beckoned him forward. But in the waking world, Freya had seen some sort of disturbance nearby their camp and went to check it out and found a displacer beast ready to pounce on her. The Rotators got into a long, drawn-out slog of a fight with this Displacer Beast and one nearby the camp near Rufus and Grib. They fought for a while, hitting them with axes, shooting them with lightning bolts, Freya running back to camp, single-handedly holding off one of the beasts on her own, and eventually came out on top. But Grib was not the only one to have a fantastical dream. Rufus found himself seeing a humanoid red-eyed beast in the tree line telling him it's time to wake up. The next morning, our adventurers continued on into the forest and found their path obstructed by a rushing river, and that's where we're at today. So, picking back up where we left off, you all are at the edge of this river. It's a, like, 50-foot wide river. It's flowing, like, from your right to left, presumably back out to the waters you came from, Grib. But, I mean, a long circuitous route, but maybe that way. You're looking at it, and it is, like, a huge, like, amazing, like, beautiful river with, like, some whitewater rapids and stuff. But, yeah, make a perception check to see what you see from here.
Not a great start over here. It's just going to be a 1.
Oh.
Just a 6 for me.
I get a 19.
Wow.
So, Grib, you're just kind of stuck thinking about your tattoo, how Zwam got in it.
It's who can a little, blame him? I mean, yeah, fascinating.
A little frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at it to see if you, there's a way to, like, pat, you know how, like, you can get a tattoo covered up?
Yeah.
If there's a way to block them out, like, put a fence up.
I imagine it's kind of like, you remember those, like, there was an era where folders had, like, gel in them?
Folders had gel
in
them?
Yeah, it was, like, kind of like a lava lamp version of a folder.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's, I'm, like, trying to, like, squish Zwam out of the tattoo. Like, he would squish
kind of very, like, sparkly, imagey thing.
Yeah.
Zwam's being, like, squished out to the side. You're barely paying attention to this river. Yeah, Rufus, you're distracted by Grib as well.
What's going on with that? What's happening with your tattoo? Was Zwam in the tattoo?
It is a completely new phenomenon for me.
You're strange.
You can't get me. You can't get me.
And I heard some of that. I could pick up on some of that audibly.
That makes me at least feel a little less crazy that you can hear it.
Well, it doesn't make me feel good.
I'm sorry that this is inconveniencing you, Rufus. Sheesh.
He toots with his trunk.
Sheesh.
Yeah, sure.
Rhea, while they're doing this, you do notice that, like, a little further upstream from you, it seems like there's the remnants of a bridge.
Hey, knock it off. Gentlemen?
Yes?
Do you see what I see? It looks like there's, like, a broken down bridge up there, or was, at some point. Maybe we should.
Rufus turns to see it. My God, it's Cutler Bridge.
This bridge is, like, there's not, from your perspective, if you guys get closer to it, it looks like basically the bridge is gone. It's, like, just the posts that are in the water. There are, like, a few, like, larger logs that are, like, hammered in that still remain, but generally, like, the walkway of it is completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been decades of just disrepair. Yeah, make a perception check to see if there's a sign that says Cutler Bridge.
Okay, let me check.
Or, you know what, make a luck check.
Okay, 5.
Damn.
Okay.
That's okay.
So as you guys get closer...
Please believe me, this was once Cutler Bridge. I know for a fact this was Cutler Bridge. I know there's no signage, but that's what the name of this bridge was.
In a 5, there's, like, a sign that is just kind of ruined away. Like, it looks almost like there's a D and then space bridge.
Right.
So you don't know what it says, but...
Yeah.
No D's in Cutler, right? If I'm
Can Grib do an investigation check on... Or a perception check on the current sign?
Yeah, sure. Make an investigation check.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, another 1. This is
the crush continues.
I need to, like, put these dice. Mm-hmm. I need to sage my dice or something.
Someone's in love.
Hey, Grib.
Yeah.
On a 1, yeah, this probably said Cutler.
Oh, by golly, he's right for once. I'm sorry for doubting
you. Thank
you,
Grib.
Terribly sorry.
Okay, it's not important what it's called. Sorry,
it's clear that this is the way across, right?
So looking at it, everywhere you've been traveling the past 2 days has been really overgrown to the point that it's like discerning a trail is pretty hard. Between all of you, all are very inclined to like natural terrain in a lot of ways. But outside, like, so that's been easier than it could be for a lot of people. This is like the first thing you've seen in a little bit since like maybe last night that is evidence of some kind of trail. So like while you came to this like river from like basically the woods going down this way, you see that maybe there was a trail a little bit ways back the way you came from. That was maybe where this actually ended up. And then across this bridge, it seems like while it's still very overgrown, that seems like where a trail used to be. So, and it also seems like the shortest distance across. Like some places it's a little further apart.
Well, it looks like we should... maybe we should trudge forward and see if there's a way we could traverse this spot up there.
Yes, let's cross the bridge. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it appears that there is no bridge. There was a bridge.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, right. It looks like four big posts in the water.
Yes,
got it.
Look, I see that you don't see what was a traditional bridge, but... that Cutler construction is going to hold. We'll be able to get across at least those posts.
What is the plant growth situation on this riverbank or underneath, like, the pylons and stuff? Is there moss, algae?
Make a perception check. Everyone can if they want.
6.
12.
17.
On a 17, yeah, it looks like... there's a lot of plant growth on, obviously, both sides of the river. It looks like there's maybe some algae on some of the rocks in the river. There are some, like, rapids below these poles, like a little downstream of them, that make it seem a little dangerous. On the poles themselves, on a 17, yeah, it does seem like there's, like, a little bit of vegetation, like a vine or two. Like, particularly, like, in the middle, there's, like, one post that's, like, kind of vined up. But, yeah, that's what you would see.
Okay.
That's what Freya would see, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if the rest of you are seeing, but I am seeing some growth, some vegetation.
So we could cut it down and use it to form logs that could get us across the bridge. I could just chop down some trees with my axes, can't I, Gank?
Well, you can, but that's not exactly what I was thinking, if I may.
Okay, I don't know if what else there could be.
Well, Grib, what were you thinking?
I have to check with our DM here. Is there a way for me to use plant growth to sort of construct a walking bridge?
Well, yeah. Also, you can look in your, like, character's inventory, and there should be, like, some things that could possibly help. But to fully construct a walking bridge feels like a stretch.
Okay.
You could maybe get some sort of vine situation to, like, make it easier to cross. But as far as, like, to, like, cut down logs and make a full bridge or make a full walkway would be, like, a full day's work.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. But maybe I could, like, do a vine that stretched across so we could, like, hold on and walk or something.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, you could do something like that.
Great. That would be my pitch.
What level spell is that?
It's a level 3 spell.
Mm.
And the wording's a little bizarre. I don't quite understand how.
Yeah, do you mind reading it again?
This spell channels vitality into plants within a specific area. There are two possible uses for this spell, granting either immediate or long-term benefits. If you cast the spell using one action, choose a point within range. All normal plants in a 100-foot radius centered on that point become thick and overgrown. A creature moving through that area must spend 4 feet of movement for every 1 foot it moves. You can exclude one or more areas of any size within the spell's area from being affected. And then if I cast a spell over 8 hours, I enrich the land. All plants in a half-mile radius centered on a point within range become enriched for 1 year.
Enriched.
The plants yield twice the amount
really
of food when
cool.
harvested.
So you're putting, like, conditioner on this plant.
Yeah. Ooh. That's the thing I guess I'm confused is, like, when it says that 100-foot radius centered on one point, so that doesn't mean I can make, like, 100-foot radius grow. That means one.
Yeah. And, I think it's also, like, enriching it probably doesn't mean that it becomes like a full rope that you can climb on.
Fair.
So I'll say that if you make a wisdom check, just a raw wisdom check, you can maybe use it to like, it'll dictate the level of success on this.
Great. Cool.
So just roll a d20, add your wisdom modifier.
15.
Okay. So with that, and you're using the spell?
Yes.
Cool. I'll say that, like, the vines kind of grow out from this middle log, and you see, like, this was just, it was just, like, kind of connected to this thing, and they kind of twirl out from it. Yeah, it makes sort of a very delicate-looking connection between the posts closest to you guys, kind of, like, starting it, and one out from that. So there's one last post that doesn't have any vines on it, but the ones closer to you have a little bit of a vinage situation that you can, that will make the threshold for, like, you know, what kind of checks you make a little lower. So
okay,
it's not like a free pass, but it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it's not foolproof or whatever.
And yeah, you guys look over and see Grib just connecting with the natural world, almost like a green Raiden-esque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is for sure a green Raiden vibe. Not as uncontrollable as the storm. And it's more of like a pulsing energy, like a throbbing heartbeat.
Grib, your powers are incredible. Beautiful.
Why, thank you. He blushes.
She blushes.
Wow, this is an intimate moment. I'm glad you two are connecting.
Zwam looks at you, Rufus.
No, thank you. No.
Down here.
Well,
down here.
What do you propose, Grib? Are we going to swing from post to post and then try some sort of a jump on the third? Or what? What could we do?
We could do a bit of I learned this in kayaking camp at a very young age.
Kayaking camp, eh?
You can, we can hold hands and sort of whip across.
Ah.
And as long as we're intertwined, we can create the gap. We can be our own vine.
Like monkeys connected by each other's hands.
We
whip each other across.
Yes. Could you imagine something pretty funny? Think about this for a second.
Go on.
Think if you put a bunch of monkeys in a barrel.
Okay.
What a riot that would
what
be.
What on earth would they be doing in a barrel?
Who cares? They're in there. Several
Grib,
of them.
Grib, you're so funny.
Stop it.
Grib, it's a creative image, and it's one I won't soon forget.
You guys just enjoy yourself for a little bit, laughing about just the first time you've ever heard of the idea of it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, if you are, like, working together, I'll say that, like, you can choose athletics or acrobatics checks to cross this.
In relation to what you sent me earlier about me having a favored terrain type, does that factor into this at all with my forest favored terrain type in terms of the way I navigate these vines? Because it says my proficiency bonus is doubled for proficient skills when I make an intuition or wisdom check related to it. So I don't know if that's within
gotcha.
An umbrella of any of whether or not that would affect my jumping around with vines.
Cool. Looking at your character sheet, you see those little like black dots next to the different abilities?
Yeah.
Those are the ones that you're proficient in. So if you have, looks like you have your athletics, you're proficient in. So yeah, I'll say that, what does it say? Your proficiency bonus is doubled for skills that you make with that.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. So yeah, you get to add, so your proficiency bonus is 3. So that becomes an 8.
Oh, wow. Great.
Holy.
So I think the easiest way is just like give people the help action if they're like holding you. It might get a little dicier once you get more in the middle because it's like kind of jammed up. Like, I don't know if there's enough room for everyone to like hold on or stand.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, whoever is going first can use the help action with someone else. Other people can give that person the help action. So they get to roll twice and take the higher one.
Okay. Now is it overkill for us to maybe like, does anybody have a rope? If we like tied a rope to this side of the bank in case anything goes bad, we have like,
yeah,
right.
An anchor
I think,
point.
I have 50 feet of rope.
Oh, wow.
Hempen rope. I've got some fine hemp rope in my bag.
Hempen.
Should we need any hemp? To cut Fort Cutler, we have our own hemp farm in the yard.
There's a like big tag on it that's like clearly this was normally being sold there.
They gave me a family discount. It was really nice.
You still had to pay for it?
Well, of course. We can't just be giving it away, even if it's my fort. But I got a 5% off and a coupon if I buy more.
Well, this is great, Rufus.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This is a huge contribution, Rufus. His contribution is big.
Wow. Thank you.
Very good job.
Thank you.
Make a sleight of hand check to just tie it off to something. Or like just a maybe like a dexterity check, whatever's easier for you or better.
I got a 6.
Okay. You're not really sure how to tie knots.
Could somebody else give it a go?
Yeah, could one of us try?
Yeah, you take the rope and go nuts. I was just providing the rope.
Okay, well, I'll see. I'll take a stab at it. Okay, I got a 13.
Cool. So on a 13, you're able to like securely fasten it to that sign we were talking about earlier. And then maybe, yeah, do you want to tie it to the other end to the person? Or is that what y'all are doing?
Yeah, should we do one around the waist? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who are we tying?
Who's the lightest?
If I'm not mistaken, it made it seem like it's going to be like one at a time, right? Crossing or?
It's pretty far. So like, I don't know that one person can get all the way across. Like maybe one person can get all the way across before anyone goes, but it's 50 feet across. You're probably going to run out of some rope by the time, like if it is just 50 feet.
That's true.
Got it.
Am I the only one with guys. Rope? That would also, maybe if the rest of you have rope, we could take rope part way.
I don't have rope.
I have no rope.
Wow. Looks like I was the most prepared for this expedition. Interesting. Something for all of us to remember.
I'll be sure to file that away.
So yeah, what are you guys going to do?
What do you think, Grib?
What do you think, Grib?
Freya, what do you think?
Thank you, Grib. Thank you.
Yes.
No, it's okay. I'm sure he forgot I was here.
I didn't.
Do we think, are we doing one person halfway, stops halfway, and then another person?
Mm-hmm. How are the four posts arranged? Is it like 2 and 2, 2 and 2?
So it looks like the left side of the bridge is there. The right side is all washed away. So it's like a straight line all the way across.
God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's have someone get to the second post and then maybe see if we
throw
can
back the rope.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And get to the first, get people out.
Great. Yeah. So we all, one person's going to go to the second. Another person will join them. Third person will join them. And then we'll do the mm-hmm. second half. Great. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. Great. Who's going first?
I'll be the guinea pig, I suppose.
Are you sure?
I think that's appropriate. I shouldn't risk the leader's life, of course. So you first, Grib.
Grib, are you sure? This is so brave of you.
Well, I figure I've got the biggest bones, so it might be the hardest for me to get pushed around.
So you guys are going to help Grib jump across this first section. You're tied, I'm presuming,
yes.
To the sign?
Yes, and I'm cool. Going to cast Guidance on myself.
Cool, great. So just make that check with advantage because they're giving you the help action. Make an acrobatics or an athletics check to jump to this.
I got a dirty 20 without my D4.
Wowie.
Nice. You guys see Grib with surprising, almost a ballerina-like grace, leap to this first check. Yeah, Grib, you're able, with that dexterity check, you're able to leap and with a surprising grace, grab onto this first post. You grab it, and you notice that with the vines and stuff, you're able to hang on.
Oh.
These posts are, this one feels secure-ish. So you're on the first post.
Huzzah, Grib. Great work.
Gorgeous.
Great, yeah. Grib holds on and is feeling pretty confident, and he's going to go for the next.
Cool. So now this one you don't have a help action on.
Great.
Because you're like 10 feet out from
there. So no advantage.
No advantage, yeah. You can still have that guidance.
Great. I will use my guidance. Ooh, 4. Hope this guidance is huge. 7.
Grib, you just kind of, you jump and you don't quite make it there. And make a, you close the distance with those vines, but you're not going to be able to hang on at the level you want to make. Make a strength check or an athletics check to hold on and keep yourself from falling into the water.
Ooh, dirty 20.
Ooh. Ooh, Grib. Grib's, you know, as we've mentioned many times before, Grib's rippling biceps pull him up onto that second post. He's able to clamber onto his vines and make it back up, you know, at the height he'd like to.
And we've been kind of naturally fasting in this journey,
mm-hmm.
just as we've been traveling. So Grib is exceptionally tight and doesn't have a ton of moisture in his body. So you can really see the veins, and you can kind of see those like small veins that those yoked dudes get, you know, those like little mm-hmm. guys. So you're like,
this is like cutting season for Grib. Like he's not bulking up. He's cutting at this point.
Yes.
looking up. He's cutting at this point.
Yes.
You hear Zwom doing an impression of Rufus go, wow, look at these muscles. I'm Rufus.
Look, I can appreciate the male form without... I'm amazed Zwom's voice from the tattoo carries through to me to hear it. Anyway, good job, Grim.
I heard my throat yelling.
Careful, Zwom. We need you in good health.
All right. Well, now it's one of our turns to continue across, yes?
Yes. I can go if you'd like to go last.
Certainly. Now, how is this going to work in terms of help? Will Freya get help on the first post and the second? Because Grib is on the second.
There's not really that much room on a post for two people, I should say. Like, got you it. Know, like, if, like, and then the picture of it, Grib's sort of hanging on the side of this thing. Uh-huh. It's sort of like a Ninja Warrior obstacle.
Got it.
So the vines are giving some help there. But it's probably not... Putting two people on one might be precarious in a way that could be bad here. But whoever goes first will get the help action from the person who's on the shore. Yeah, it's up to you guys how you do it. The water's rushing under Grib.
Hang on, Grib. And I suppose it wouldn't make a difference if I only went to the first post and then... Rufus met me there, and then we went for... Because I guess it's... But they're all...
We're
the
still
going
to run into that same...
Right. We all just have to go one at a time and just shift down.
Yeah. So we can continue
we
want to
keep jumping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So once Freya goes, I'll go another one, and then Freya will... Like, Frogger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Great. I'm going athletics.
And you would do this with the help action, so you get to take... you roll twice, take the higher.
Okay. 26!
Oh. Tight.
Rufus, you kind of like help Freya go, like try to like put your weight behind it.
Do
but
a bit
as
of a
you
swinging,
let go,
like, huh!
Yeah, you're kind of just moving one arm, but as you let go, you see Freya like do like the end of a Olympic gymnast routine, spin in the air, and like perfectly land on top of the post with 2 feet.
Incredible! I can't believe I did that for you.
I guess I just want to say, because I've never gotten to say it out loud about the dice, I did crit on that last one, right?
Oh, you'd crit?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
Let me
know if you crit, just because we got to honor those crits.
Gotta honor the crit.
Gotta honor the crit. Hey, congrats. Thank is that you. First crit?
I think it's the first time I knew to say crit is what it is.
Wow.
So Freya, you feel very attuned to this place, like, as you fly through the air, the rushing water under you, the wind whispering through the woods, something about this terrain is really speaking to you. This feels really natural to you as you survey the rushing water.
Great, yeah. As I stop, I sort of am getting a spray from the water that is invigorating. My sight sharpens. My hair's blowing.
Imagining like the flutes from Titanic. Kind of creepy.
The flutes from Titanic are creeping.
There is a little bit of a... Yeah, it does feel like James Cameron directed this moment.
Great. Yeah, very Avatar, like, on top of a... Yeah, vines.
We are at the bow of the ship. There is no Jack behind her, but she is out here, arms spread. Yeah, Freya, this is amazing for you. After that, Freya's on the first post... Grib's on the second post. There's still 2 more posts in front of you, and Rufus is still on the shore.
And I'm on the shore, so we need Grib to move down.
And I shall.
Grib, you're looking in front of you. This is the one where the plants came from. You can make any kind of checks you want.
In the Dex world, correct?
Yeah, I mean, just in general, if you want to survey, like, you know, your perception check from here might be different from when you were on the shore.
Got it. Yeah, I want to see, like, how the... the pillars sort of like, if it looks sturdy, if it's leaning a certain way, like, so I should grab at a certain angle to like compensate for the lean. I'll do a perception check.
Dirty 20. I'm back, baby. 20, mate. I've come back from my ones.
Nice, amen. Mate.
Sorry,
man.
I'm on fire.
Safe.
On a dirty 20.
Yeah, safe.
Grib, you're looking at it, and the vines came from this and kind of grew from this area. This post doesn't look great.
Oh, gosh.
It looks like the center of it. I mean, it's like firmly in the ground, but somewhere in the middle, it looks a little rotten.
Oof.
Ugh.
What are we going to do?
I notify to the team, like, this one's quite tricky.
Okay.
Grib, how's that third post look?
Unfortunately, very bad. It's very bad, and
no,
I...
No, my flutes stop.
Freya's hair just goes, and just like, falls straight down.
This is not good news. No, not way. What I wanted to hear from this. How do we get around this third post? Does the fourth look any better?
I'll do a check and look at the fourth if I can.
I think on that dirty 20, the fourth one doesn't, like, you're noticing some, like, kind of rotting in this one that you didn't notice from the shore, the fourth one from here. It looks about the same as the ones you were just on.
Got it. Okay,
so this one's so really and fur. On a dirty 20, you look, just because that's a high enough roll, you're looking around and you notice below you there's something in the water.
What the fuck?
Oh.
God dang it.
Swimming around below you, you see a large shape that's
Grib?
Looking at you and then kind of swims away.
There's something
you have a look in your eyes like you saw something.
Yeah, I don't even say anything. I just like look and with my eyes and I kind of do like Kenan Thompson eyes where it's like, yeah. Oh, no, something's wrong. could I do like a nature check or something to see if I can like recall the shape if I'm like, that's a barracuda. That's a.
Yeah, sure.
Ocean fish.
Wow, 23.
Woo. On a 23, Grib, you're not unfamiliar with waters. Maybe not waters like this. You're from Solonport, and you've heard about sort of seafaring creatures. There's something about this that looked maybe like a crocodile.
Come on.
Yikes.
Okay. There's a crocodile in the water.
Why are you singing about it? Are you happy about it, Grib?
I just helps the sound carry better over the rapids.
That's true. Clears it.
Zwam pipes up. It's like, we all should be singing all the time.
No, Zwam.
This is me singing.
Go ahead and let's hear it, Zwam.
Wow, that sounded like it was inside my head. That was.
I'm the scat man.
I don't like it.
I love it, Zwam.
Good job, Zwam. Good show.
This is not the time. There's a crocodile.
You're right.
You, Grib.
You're right.
There's a part of me that feels like I could use Mold Earth to like pile dirt against this pylon to make it more.
Yeah. I mean, there's molding earth. You'd have to mold it from a specific spot all the way up to
here.
Got it. You feel like the base on the 20, you feel like the base is safe. It's just sort of like the middle of it is not as sturdy as it could.
Got it.
So there's an area you could stand on.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, enough of it feels safe for you to think that like the whole thing won't fall over, but like part of it is not as solid as you'd like it to be.
Got it. I feel like because it's janky, I want to get off of it and go to the next one as soon as possible.
Cool.
So smart. I am going to, instead of wait for you guys to catch up, I'm going to go to the next one.
You're going to double hop.
Are you already on the bad one?
I'm on the bad one currently.
What? No, you're not. You're on the one before the bad one.
Yes. You're the one before bad one.
Great.
The third one is the one that's messed up of four posts.
Got it.
Is there any way to skip it? There's no way we can get past
it. I mean, the next post is like 20 feet ahead.
Yeah,
so it's kind of
skippable. I turn back. If I go under, you continue. Just trust me.
Huh?
Just trust me, and I jump.
Cool, make your check.
Oh, no, I failed.
What'd you get?
A one.
It's really feast or famine with you, Grib.
You're... in your head about this, you jump and you don't even hit the post and you just land in the water.
But is it? Wow.
Make a, all right, so you're in the water now. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh, a dirty 20. I'm either rolling a 1 or
trash.
A 19. That is all I've rolled tonight.
Grib, you're in the water. You get fully disoriented as this white water like rushes around you and you're sucked below downstream of where this bridge is. There's a bunch of rocks here, and you're able to, with that dirty 20, navigate that and not, like, smash into a rock. But you're stuck in a swirling whirlpool underwater.
I have a question. Is Grib still tied to the rope?
Oh, yes. He should be, right?
Isn't it on me?
No, it's attached to the shore.
Yeah, it's to the rope is to the sign to... So Grib would still be on this rope.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, I'll say that because you're still tied to the rope, you, you're in the whirlpool, but like above water.
Got it.
It's still long enough that it would catch around there. But yeah, you're stuck in these rapids. You're being like hammered by this current. That's where Grib's at.
Can I try pulling the rope since I'm still at the shore? Can I try to pull Grib out of there?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty tough. This is like, you are like basically 50 feet back on a rope on a shore in a like, I think it might feel like you can help more if you're closer, but yeah, I don't know. It would be a pretty high strength check to like just pull him out from here.
I want to try.
Okay, make a athletics check.
That's very Rufus.
Yes. And so will this be doubled? No.
No, this will not, because it's a different check.
Got it.
Is just like pulling a guy out of the water with a rope.
Great, okay.
Who athletics is very check. Like a lot heavier too and
right.
Downstream.
Yeah, this is just like a semi-impossible feat.
I think this is like disadvantage territory, so make it with this.
Really? So I should roll twice?
Yes.
Oof, this is not going to work.
Let's just all remember that you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got an 11 and an 8.
All right, so like Grib, you're in the water. This current's hammering down on you. You're looking for this crocodile. You feel your body go like,
like move a tiny bit.
Like actually just like kind of pinches my butt a little bit in a weird
and
way.
And Rufus is like tendons popping on the shore, just pulling with every inch of his like feet dug in.
Should have stretched.
Yeah, as just full Olympian going, ah! Like pulling as hard as he can.
Excuse me.
Accomplishing
if I'm,
nothing.
If I'm overstepping my bounds, but as he fails, can he hear my voice go, if I fall, move forward. Keep going forward. If I fall in, keep
yeah,
going forward.
I mean, Rufus, make a perception check to see if you
see if I hear, see if I'm reminded. Ooh, guess what? Well, that's a 23.
Okay.
Yeah, you heard that clear as day. Something about the acoustics here.
It's
like popping off this whirlpool and spinning
into
your...
That's, to be the idiot question, that's a crit, right? When I get the B on the die here.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's a crit. You got a crit on that 20. You hear his voice whisper perfectly in your ear.
What a thing to get the crit on.
Yeah.
Is I hear this.
Remembering
I'm reminded
something that
of
just
something
happened.
I was already told.
That's growth, though.
It's like when you go to those like that weird like subway where you can hear someone that whispering arch where you
yes!
can hear someone perfectly from the other side. Mm-hmm. It's like, huh? What is the acoustics behind this?
Wow, interesting.
Well, you found a spot like that.
Yeah, about the science center,
Rufus. Yeah, what do you do? It's up to anyone what they do. That was sort of Grib's. I mean, we're not in initiative, but Grib just went. So if anybody else wants to take an act.
Yeah.
Rufus, you look like you heard something. What did you hear?
He wants us to keep moving. But you're closest. I think if you could, maybe you could grab the rope and try to pull him up. I don't know. Maybe it would work better from you.
I will also say, on that perception check, there might be something in the woods behind you.
Yes. Hold on. Here I am on the, edge. I go, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I
Rufus, what's wrong?
I'm turning around and I turn my back to my friends and I go, just a second. And I'm thinking and sweating, considering maybe I should run. And then
Rufus!
I look into the woods and I go, wait a second. I see something. Hold on. What's back there?
You hear some leaves move, like something stepping on them.
Show yourself, forest beast.
Rufus, who are you talking to?
You say that, and you look out, and you don't hear anything.
Huh. So there's something invisible behind me, or something. What can I do? Can I go check it out? Or is
up
it
to you?
Since I can't, but if I can't see
up
it.
Up to you?
Yeah.
Can't tell you what to do here.
Thanks.
There is something, I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
You
then Rufus
remember
is gonna
your
go.
Night last night. I think Rufus would remember what happened last night and
I
and,
see.
Rufus?
So,
Rufus.
So Rufus is sort of being confronted with his own sleep demons. Perhaps they're in the waking world. And I don't know what I want to confront.
Rufus.
Them. Yeah, okay.
He said to keep going.
I go, yeah, but just one second. And I run into the woods.
Rufus, you run into the woods. Make up another perception check.
Okay, I got a 9.
You don't see anything.
Okay. Well, I've looked around. There's nothing there. I run back out of the woods and back to the bridge. Never mind. Let's move forward.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, I suppose I could try to grab the rope, or I could just try to go to the next post. Right? We're supposed to keep going, right? Mm-hmm. Rufus? Are you with me?
Keep going, I think.
Okay. I guess I'm just going to try to jump to the next post.
Do it.
Okay. Just want everyone to remember that I am on my period.
Okay. What? This is the first time hearing of this.
Oh, God. I rolled a 14.
Cool. With the vines in place, you're able to jump to that. And you're also, like, kind of the rope that is attached to Grib is taut at this point. So that is helping as well. You're able to get to the second post easy.
Great.
On that 14. Grib, you're in the water. Make a perception check.
12.
You see the shadowy form in the water. It's kind of muddy looking, come out of the mud. You see a crocodile coming. And it is going.
He's coming towards me?
Yes. Everyone, let's just roll initiative so everyone can react to this with their skills and stuff. So I'll roll for that guy. Cool. So this crocodile comes at you.
16. Grib's with 16.
Oh, thank goodness.
19.
5.
So this guy got a 14. Grib, you go before it. You see this crocodile swimming towards you.
Grib's kind of panicked, and he's not sure if this is going to work, but if he was a crocodile, it would work on him. So he's also going to turn into a crocodile.
Son of a bitch. Grib.
Holy shit.
Grib, you turn, as you look into this creature's eyes, you connect with it, and you somehow, you mirror this crocodile in front of you and turn into a, like, this muddy crocodile in front of you.
I look at, Rufus looks at this and goes, Grib is dead! Grib, the crocodile has somehow defeated Grib and turned him into one of his
I don't
minions.
Think so, Rufus.
That has to be what I saw.
Is that your action?
Yeah, Grib's never been a cold-blooded creature before, I don't think.
I don't know. Yeah, it's up to you. I don't. You were an ape one time. I don't remember any other animals specifically, but
yeah, I think I've only been an ape. I think that was the only thing I turned into. Yeah.
So what are you gonna make? I mean, now that you're a crocodile, were you hoping that it wouldn't fight you? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I think that was.
Yeah, it's gonna identify with you.
Yeah.
Make a persuasion check.
Smooth talk this crocodile.
Yeah, just make a persuasion check.
Great.
Because this thing was coming to eat you, and maybe it's not that intelligent, but I don't know if it would know enough to, like, calculate a different choice at this point.
Okay, great. I rolled a 6.
Okay. This thing's going to swim forward and bite your head.
No!
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Does a 12 hit?
The armor class is 12, so it does. Tie goes to the runner.
So you, this creature bites you. You get hit for 3 damage, but it is grappling you, and it's holding down with its crocodile jaws.
That's fine.
Rufus, I accidentally skipped you, so it is your turn.
Well, it's time for me to do what I do best: shoot my bow.
Yes.
So I'm going to pull out my longbow from the safety of the shore, and I'm going to hope that I can discern which crocodile is my friend and which is my foe, and I'm going to shoot at this fucking crocodile that's grappling my friend.
Goddess guide
cool.
him.
Rufus, make one more perception check.
21.
As you pull out your bow to look at Rufus, looking behind you, you see the familiar eyes of what looks like one of the displacer beasts from last night.
Oh my gosh.
Is behind me?
Yes.
If Rufus,
what's wrong?
If I fall into the water, just go.
Yes.
Go,
I did hear go. That clear as day recently. It's pretty clear to me that I need to get on this fucking first post. So before I can fire the arrow, I'm going to just charge forward blindly and leap for the first post.
Cool. And you can do both, I'll say, if you want to.
Can I?
Fire the arrow.
Then in that case, I'm going to leap across and fire my bow mid-air down at the crocodile as
hell
I
yeah, do
leap
it.
And spin around. What do I already rolled my bow.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Rufus, you nail this crocodile in the head. Roll damage.
Nice. 8.
Cool. You nail this crocodile in the head. It's still grabbing Grib, but it's got an arrow stuck in its head. It looked badly hurt by this. And make a dexterity check to see if you land on the post.
Yeah, let's see how this jump went, huh?
Or whatever kind of check you want.
Well, could I do athletics?
Yes, you can do athletics. And you can add that 3 from your favorite terrain.
Athletics 14. And then plus 3, 7.
Awesome. Yeah, Rufus, you firmly plant on this first ledge. You're easily, to your surprise, I imagine.
Yeah.
This was much more in your wheelhouse than you thought it would be.
Yeah, I'm hyped from the adrenaline of what I just accomplished, but also playing it cool.
Freya, I'm not sure if you would have seen his cool move, but maybe you were looking at him, maybe not.
Freya, did you see?
Rufus, I did see. That was very well done. Very well done.
Freya, as you compliment Rufus for his admittedly great shot, it's your turn.
Great. I'm going to go ahead.
You're on the second post now. Yeah.
I am on the second post, but I'm going to go ahead. Ooh, do I run first? No. I'm going to go ahead. Okay, maybe I'm going to do what Rufus did and go ahead and mid-leap. Do a javelin throw at this other crocodile.
Wow. Amazing. Do it. Yeah, make your attack and then, yeah, just do your attack first and then make your roll for jump.
Okay, so 16 for my javelin.
Cool, that hits.
Yes!
Ugh, 5.
So this, next to the arrow, a big javelin lands in the back of this creature. Like, it's still clamping down, but it looks badly wounded by that.
Okay.
After that, yeah, make your jump check.
I critted again.
Yeah.
Ooh.
These jumps.
We're at 26.
Not to be outdone, Freya.
yeah, true.
Jumps through the air, hurling this javelin at the creature, and deftly. And so you are the second or third?
I was on the second. I'm jumping to the third. So this is a bit of a risk.
Okay. So as you jump, you would have had to make a dexterity saving throw to like avoid this crumbling nature of this post. But you were able to just kick the crumbling part off of it and land perfectly on top of it. No check needed. Freya is firmly on this third post.
Freya is back in the flutes. The flutes are back. Rufus, did you see?
Yes, and you would have never thought to do that had I not done my thing.
Rufus, behind you, you see the displacer beast howling at the edge of the water. It doesn't know how to get to you.
Well, let's just hope it doesn't notice that rope.
It's like a bigger creature that feels, for sure. It seems like it's like kind of testing it, but it would be very difficult for it to just go across.
Yeah, it's like the way a cat kind of paws at something and sort of swatting the rope. Yeah,
it almost looks cute. It's playing with the big string. Rufus, it is actually your turn now, though. Because we skipped your turn previously. What do you do?
Okay, so I'm on the first post.
Yes.
Do I have any better shot now with me grabbing the rope and assisting Grib in some way? Have my odds improved there, or should I try to get to the second post?
Well, everything's the same, except there's now a crocodile biting his crocodile head, so it seems like it's probably going to be tough. And you know, I think you would know that, like, as a crocodile, or, you know, I don't know if you think he's dead, but, like, as his current form, like, he probably has a better chance to get out of this situation on his own.
I still am going to maybe, because I feel secure on the first post. This displacer beast is behind me, and I have maybe a little time to get to the second post. I'm going to continue to do what I do best and take one more shot with my bow while I have the opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And
Rufus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rufus is, like, grabbing the post with his legs, like a weird half.
I've wrapped himself around it like a Survivor challenge or something. And notching my bow from there. Let's see how I do. 19.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that hits for sure. Oh, yeah. Roll damage.
Big money.
12.
Okay.
Boom. That arrow thuds in next to the other arrow and the javelin in the back. Grib, you feel this crocodile still biting down fade as it dies. Amazing shot. And Rufus, do you want to take any movement?
Well, so I guess I'd just like to... Do I have enough movement to maybe jump to the second post now?
Totally.
Yep. Great. Okay, so I'm going to do an athletics jump to see if I can just go right up the momentum of this adrenaline rush and jump right to that second post.
Amazing. Roll.
9.
So, on a 9, you leap to the second post. Your foot slips on a vine. And you added that 3?
No, I didn't. Then it would be a 12.
Okay, that's enough that you're... It's like... your foot slips on it a little bit, but you're able to grab the top of it, and that in conjunction with the rope is enough for you to get up, and you steady yourself, but yeah, you're stuck there.
Okay, so I'm sort of panting, breathing heavily on top of the second post, going, "Woo! Okay, good. You're welcome, Grib."
Rufus, you did great.
Thank you. I knew I would, and it's nice that it paid off.
Grib, it's now your turn.
I suppose I will just try and swim upstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're a fucking crocodile now. So yeah, make a dexterity check to just swim upstream.
17.
Yeah. With that, you're able to like the current's pretty strong, and this thing was biting your head. You're able to shake it off.
Yeah, I have to. I kind of do like a death spiral just because I've heard about it in crocodiles. It's like, well, I might as well try a death spiral. Like I'm a crocodile, so I do a death spiral to get the other crocodile off of me.
You see Grib once again display the ballerina like grace that we saw earlier as he spins this up.
Wow. As a croc, he's got the moves.
He's so beautiful.
Grib, as you shake it off, you see this other crocodile go downstream from you, kind of whip around that whirlpool. And as it goes past you, you see some form, an even bigger form in the water, grab that that crocodile's body and shake it to pieces. And you look and see the biggest crocodile ever seen.
Good God,
this is a Lake Placid. This is a Lake Placid.
This thing is 5 times as big as the crocodile just fought.
And he's eating the
current. Busy eating this thing right now. Just so it's not necessarily coming for you. It is in the water though.
Great.
But you've shaken out, you're basically under the posts at this point.
Great. I only have 1 action, so that's the most that I can do. I'll continue to swim next time.
Cool. Now we are at Freya. It's your turn.
Okay.
On the second post?
I'm on the third post.
Yeah. Grib's basically below you.
Great. And it does sound like, because I was going to say, is there a world in which we climb atop Grib and he swims us the rest of the way across? But it maybe not if there's this big thing in the water. I don't know.
Yeah, probably maybe not worth the risk. What's the situation of the rope? What's the status of the rope right now?
The rope is, I guess, still tied to Grib on his crocodile body.
And connected to the shore.
Yeah. So you could go all the way back, or you could just kind of cut it, or it's up to you.
Maybe you cut the rope and we determine how much we have left and move forward with that? I don't know.
Yeah, and because we could maybe use that to be able to get a help action for the last person to get across, you know?
Yeah.
That's just what I'm thinking of continuing to cross.
Right, and pop. And potentially tying it to something on the other end of the shore to get Grib up. Mm-hmm.
If I cut the rope and then...
It's around me. Yeah, you cut the rope and then it stays around me. Then I can get across.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, okay.
And just like water ski across?
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, no, I misunderstood what you were saying, but...
Well, because now I'm realizing it is complicated because if it's connected to him in the river... And I keep taking it. That doesn't do me any favors in terms of continuing to cross.
No, but I can secure it to the side of the river that we want to get on.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
something
great.
Like that. But I also think it's just like there's only 2 more hops. I don't even think we'll need the rope.
Okay, yeah. So I can jump, but I just want to make sure we don't think I should get on top of Grib and that he and I should swim across. Gentlemen.
Up to you.
I think technically I could hold... Size-wise, I think I could. I'm a large beast.
So you would know that larger gator is, or a larger crocodile, is on the other side of this whirlpool kind of situation. So it's not like right next to you. It could make a check to hear you.
Though. Right.
Okay.
You think for this turn, at least, it's busy eating this crocodile, unless you get knocked down all the way to it.
Okay. I think I might since he is right underneath my pole, I think Freya might shimmy down and climb atop Grib in crocodile form.
Amazing. Make just like a dexterity check, very low DC to see if that works.
Right. 17.
Perfect. You're able to like shimmy down the pole and hop on Grib like he's a log ride at Disney. After that, Freya, were you gonna use the rope or do anything else with it? Or
actually, that's interesting. What it could Rufus with the rope that is cut right now get it to me, and could I tie it to my javelin and throw that onto the shore? Does that do anything, or is that too precarious, do we think? Does that get... No, because then it's still tied to Grib, so that's not really helping anyone.
Yeah, I think the simple plan is, like, you and I will forge forward. He's going to cut the rope, hold the rope. He's got it in case something goes bad.
Right.
And then...
Great. I'll jump across holding it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. That's, like, the meta of it. Cool.
Then I'm done. I'm ready to go.
Giddy on up.
Cool. Great. So Freya is on Grib. Rufus, what are you doing?
Okay, so I've cut that rope. So I'm holding that rope, and I tie that around my waist. And I shout to them, keep this held tight. I won't need it, but if I do, please. And then I'm going to go ahead and make the jump for that tricky. Now, did she knock the rotten piece out of that third post? So now
yeah,
it is safer, but smaller?
Like, what was
going to
crumble off is not there. Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, I'm going to do a freaking athletics check and jump for it.
Bomb it.
15.
Nice.
That's plenty. Rufus, you land firmly on this once rotted topped post, but now is securely, but is now a safe enough jump. And you're basically above them at this point.
Wow, I mean, is Grib big enough to take a second?
It looks like there's a little extra space on there. I don't know.
This isn't a Leonardo DiCaprio in the Titanic situation. Uh-huh. This is a Motel 6 situation. Come on in here, leaving the lights on for you.
Yes. Rufus, instead of shimmying down, is going to just fall off, let go, and just fall off, and then spin around and land like bear hug style, trying to jump onto... At least that's what he's trying for, to jump onto Grib's back.
Amazing. Wait, so you're facing backwards now?
Like, I fall off backwards and I turn over midair to grab him.
Cool. Make a dexterity check. Okay. See if you can do that. Or an acrobatics check.
Okay, acrobatics check.
Please.
That's a crit. 24. Yes, bitch.
Wow! Sorry.
Yeah, Rufus, with the confidence of someone from that movie Underworld, you jump.
Yeah, Evanescence is playing in the background. Really
yeah, like some you see some doves just like slow motion fly around you as, I don't know, with considering how the first couple posts went, you have a shocking amount of confidence for
a
backwards
jacked
flip
up.
Into, and you land. Grib, you don't. It doesn't even like you know. It's a 10-15 foot drop.
Yeah.
But he's able to handle it with such grace that like it doesn't even make a splash.
Seamless.
So any worry you had that you would provoke this larger crocodile, is gone.
How does Grib's cold scales feel on your skin?
Ooh.
Wake
soothing.
Me up inside.
Bring me up inside.
Don't wake up.
You hear Zwom go.
Amen.
Zwom's R&B career, dude.
R&B?
Shut up.
Dude. Zwom, I want Zwom to be like the Isley Brothers.
Isley, you think I could do that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you could do anything, Zwom.
So you're all three in the water under this post. You're past like the heavier current part. I guess Grib, you want to make a... You can just swim them out of there.
I would love to swim.
We hope that you enjoyed that episode of Rotating Heroes. That was DM'd by the one and only Zach Oyama, and the players were Victoria Longwell, Jacob Waisaki, and Devin Field. Remember, if you're enjoying Rotating Heroes, then please go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which is where you can get early access to all of the episodes. You can get them in full as well, so not part one and part two. And you can also get the exclusive talkbacks, which is where the crew dissect and talk about everything that happened in obviously totally the most serious possible way. So, why I don't even know why you'd think anything else. This episode has been edited and produced by Zach Oyama and Jasper William Cartwright, which is me. Bye!